Test 9. Zadanie 4. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę z psychologiem na temat stresu. Na podstawie usłyszanych informacji zdecyduj, które z podanych zdań są zgodne z treścią tekstu, a które nie. Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome again to our Health and Fitness Corner. What do such major events in life as a loss of a job or divorce and such daily problems as a test at school or driving in heavy traffic have in common? The answer is stress. Our guest is Dr. Colin Thomas, who says that Mother Nature created the stress response to, mind you, help us.
Good afternoon. Yes, indeed. The stress response is essential. It is often called the fight or flight response. We are, after all, civilized wild animals, and when under threat from a predator, it is important that all our body functions are tuned to perfection to either fight our corner or get out of there. Almost instantly, our heart rate increases, the blood vessels in the heart and lungs dilate, and set the body in overdrive.
Is it true that when under strong stress, we're capable of doing things that we would otherwise not be able to do?
Some people thrive on stress, and this can help them to get to high positions at work or in business. I know a journalist who told me that, when a big story broke, her vision seemed to become clearer. This was probably due to the surge of adrenaline that she experienced with the rush of a good story sharpening her senses.
So it is adrenaline that charges our batteries in stressful situations?
Yes, it is the body hormone that achieves that boost. There have been many recorded cases of ordinary people performing superhuman feats, like lifting up cars to release trapped people when they are charged up with adrenaline. However, the body can't operate at this level for very long.
That is a really good side of Mother Nature's stress mechanism.
True. Talking about natural sort of animal defensive instincts, today's threats are not to life itself, but they are still able to trigger our primitive response of producing adrenaline. The trouble is, however, that we don't burn this extra adrenaline boost off by running away or wrestling the tiger, and we literally stew in our own juices.
Does this affect us?
Unfortunately, it does, considerably. If the adrenaline response continues to fire off too regularly, then the body produces more, and eventually the mechanism fires off unexpectedly. This explains how some people can have panic attacks at 2 o'clock at night when they should be asleep.
Are we all vulnerable to stress?
Of course we are, but not all stresses affect everyone in the same way. Some revel, for example, in public speaking, but others find it the most horrific experience in their life.
From what you have said, it clearly appears that it is only too much stress that produces negative effects. But is it possible to have any control over it?
Stress is about being in control of your situation, or not. Our perception is very important in shaping our response to difficult situations. Stress can be reduced by accepting events as they are, rather than as we would like them to be.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas.